Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we wrap up a week focused on living with a new or a renewed commitment, we're going to talk about a new commitment to the God of truth. Our scripture for today is probably one that's best known as quoted by Jesus. But it actually comes from Psalms. And Psalm 31, verse 5 says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth." We read that, and for most of us, we probably immediately think of those final words of Jesus as he's hanging on the cross, as he cries out, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." But it's something that we all ought to be doing daily. And I think because of Jesus quoting that verse and using that statement on the cross, we think of it as a last breath kind of thing, as a thing to do with the final words of our life. And while there is this final commitment, and it's this text that's used often in funeral services and graveside services, but it's also a word that ought to be applied to our life every day. To daily commit our spirit, our soul, the very essence of our being to God, calling out that He would redeem us as a God of truth. What does it look like today to have a new commitment to this God of truth? Does it change what I do? Does it change what I think? Does it change what I say? See, when we live with this commitment to the God of truth, we're not only calling out for Him to redeem us, to buy us back, we're recognizing who He is. We're recognizing His authority. We're recognizing His supremacy over all. This God of truth who can buy us back, who can redeem us from the falsehoods of this life, the lies that we've been told, the lies that we've believed, the lies that we ourselves have told. You see, living life with this new commitment says that God's word is truth, because He is truth. And the famous question as Jesus was on trial of what is truth? And sometimes we struggle with that. We live in a time where our culture is constantly asking that question, what is truth? But they're asking it in a way that they're not really seeking an answer. In fact, they're trying to make up an answer, and the answer being that there isn't any. And as they drift further and further away, I believe it's important that we continually make this new commitment to the God of truth. That we don't get drawn in to the relativism of our society. I've talked about this numerous times as we live in a time where it's a lot easier for people to, well, to make the Bible says what they want it to say, to explain away the tough passages, to claim some new revelation, some new understanding that excuses the sin in our life. And here we are on January 14th, 2022. 2 weeks into a new year. And I wonder, what is our cry out to God look like? What does it sound like? What is it that we want from God this year? Many times we hear that and our first thought goes to all of the things that, well, would make our life easier. But what about the things that make our life more like Christ? That make our life better from His perspective? That make our life more of what He created us to be? You see, when we cry out to God with this new commitment, this commitment to a God of truth, we're not only looking to Him for the answer, we're believing His answer. And when we read His Word and when we accept His Word as truth, we can better deal with the things that life throws at us. And when we are able to better deal with the things that life throws at us, we represent Jesus in a greater way. This God of truth that says He will never leave us nor forsake us. This God of truth that says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This God of truth that says there is salvation under no other name but Jesus. This God of truth that says He loves you and He loves me. He loves the whole world, the people in it, to such an extent that He sent His one and only Son to die, to pay the penalty for our sin. The God of truth that says you matter, that you're important, that you have value. The God of truth that says your similarities with others and your differences from others are all a part of who I made you to be. And every aspect of who God made you to be is important. The God of truth that says you have a purpose. And sometimes we buy into the lies of Satan. We buy into the lies of others. And they tell us we only have value. We only have purpose. We only matter if we become like them, if we do this or if we do that. God says that while we were still enemies with Him in our mind, Christ died for us. We had value to Him long before we ever agreed to do things His way. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider asking God to help you to clearly see any of the lies of the enemy, any of the lies of the people around you, any of the lies of your own that you have bought into. To spend time recommitting with this new commitment to the God of truth. Believing what He says in His Word. Believing specifically what He says about you. pray that you would have the opportunity to live a more truthful life that represents Jesus more accurately. There are people all around every one of us that are longing for something. And we have the opportunity to share with them this new commitment to a God of truth. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself in truth. Father, today, help us to commit our spirit, to commit every fiber of our being to you, to the one who has redeemed us, to the one who can redeem us. Father, may we know you as the God of truth. And even in the times where the truth is difficult for us to comprehend or to understand or to accept, may we know it as being true because it comes from you. As we gaze into your word and we understand the things that you've created us to be, the way that you've called us to obedience, the cleansing of sin that you have offered, may we be very truthful with ourselves about the sin that resides within us. The sins that we've committed, the sins that we've confessed to you, the ones that we think we've hidden. Father, help us to live in agreement with your word regarding what is sin. And as one who desires this new commitment to the God of truth, may we repent of everything that you call sin. Turn from it. Find forgiveness. Find hope. Find a new way of living. Father, forgive us for those times where we've taken your word and we've determined to make it say what we want it to say rather than to accept what it actually says. For those times where we've claimed we're smarter than everybody else, that we're more in tune with what you really meant. For the times of arrogance where we've spoken on your behalf words that you never meant to say because you never said them. God, today may we commit our actions, our thoughts, our words, everything about us to you and to your truth. Father, as we live life submitted to the God of truth, may it empower us in such a way, may it free us in such a way that people recognize something that they need, something that they want. And may we be mindful to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, to lift up him as the way, the truth, and the life, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.